Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Nace. We keep it secure and safe 24 hours a day. 045 408 300.
Now, joining us for this week's Crime Watch is Naoise Garda David Prendergast for looking at the offences taking place over the county in the past week or so. David, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning. How are things? How are you?
Good, thanks, David. Looking straight, getting straight into it, the first offence, there was a theft of tools from vans in both Maynooth and Leixlip last Thursday.
That's right. Yeah, there was a couple of incidents there. The place from building site, but in Maynooth, it was in the Maria Villa area of Moyglare. And that was last Thursday on the 16th of July at approximately 10 a.m. So a male entered the building site and he was seen going to the back of the injured party's van. It was a black Opel Vivavo. The injured party later noticed damage to the back door of his van, which was caused in an attempt to gain entry. But nothing was taken in that particular case. But again, similar incidents occurred at a car park at Intel in Leith on the same day at approximately 11 a.m. In the first instance, the Ford Transit van was forcibly entered and a large amount of tools were taken, including DeWalt drills, batteries, Makita cordless blowers, etc. The same location, again, Intel, Collinstown, Leixlip, a white Volkswagen Transporter was also forcibly entered and a large amount of tools, including grinders, drills, impact wrenches, were taken. So whoever took the tools from these vehicles would have had transportation. So Gardaí Maynooth and Leixlip are reviewing CCTV footage in relation to this and are appealing for anyone with information to contact them directly or through your own local Garda station if any information on it.
All right. The second offence then, staying north of the county then, David, there's a break-in at Maynooth GAA Club that took place.
That's right. It occurred in the early hours of yesterday morning. So a burglar alarm was set off at approximately 1:30 a.m. Gardaí and Maynooth responded to the scene. So on arrival at the scene, they noticed that forcible entry had been gained and that the club had been searched through as ransacked. So if anyone noticed anything suspicious in the area of the club during the early hours of yesterday morning, it was probably between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m, please contact Maynooth Garda Station. And again, they are currently reviewing CCTV footage as part of their investigation.
Then, staying north of the county as well, David, Nace and Salins were looking at this time. There seems to be cars that were being entered and searched outside of houses in the early hours of Sunday morning. Was this happening in estates in Nace and Salins?
That's right, yeah, that's exactly it. So in Nace, actually, it was at the racecourse gate estate in Nace. Again, the early hours of last Sunday morning, a security camera was activated and a masked male was observed entering the car, which was parked in the owner's driveway, and the car was searched through, and it was a blue Volkswagen car. Now, this occurred at approximately 4:50 a.m., shortly before sunrise. So, yeah, there's people going around the estates, they're checking on cars, and the vast majority of these cars actually are left unlocked by the owners, whether it's forgetting to lock them or whatever the case may be. So people really have to be conscious of their security because unfortunately, there's people taking advantage of this. They're going around the estates, and they're checking cars, and they're getting property. Now, in the second instance, Gardaí and Nace are also investigating just the theft of a blue Skoda Kodiaq SUV. It's registration number 211LH for Loud 364. That was from the Salins Wharf estate, and this was at 5:30 a.m. on Sunday morning last. So they're looking for any information on the movements or the current whereabouts of this vehicle. Don't know if these incidents are connected, but they're in around the same time, not a million miles away from each other. And then even on the same date, at the neighbouring Salins Pier estate, a silver Hyundai was entered at approximately 5 a.m. And this was searched through and a number of personal items were taken. So again, Gardaí are reviewing CCTV footage from the area. And any information, if anyone wants to contact Naoise Garda Station, please do.
Then moving down to Newbridge, there are incidents of bike theft over the past week. Is this like a number of bikes that were stolen in the area, David?
Yeah, well, there's two reported incidents anyway. And this is, it's a regular occurrence, unfortunately. But the first incident, which occurred last week, it occurred last Thursday between 7:20 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. from the bike shed at Newbridge train station. So the bike is described as a black and green Gents mountain bike. It had been locked by its owner in the morning. And on his return later in the evening, both the bicycle and the lock were gone. The second incident then occurred on Saturday last after 5 p.m. So the bicycle, it's a black mountain bike, and it had red handlebars, quite distinct red handlebars. And it was taken from the bike shed near the Costa Coffee shop on the Ballymany Road in Newbridge. So Gardaí and Newbridge are reviewing CCTV footage and are appealing for anyone with information on the movements or the current whereabouts of these bicycles to contact them at Newbridge Garda Station.
Staying in Newbridge then, David, there was a break-in at a premises on Blackberry Lane there between last Sunday afternoon and Monday morning.
That's right, quite an unusual one of this now. Again, as you said, it was between 1 p.m. last Sunday and 9 a.m. on Monday morning. So part of the homeowner's property was entered on Blackberry Lane. And five fish, described as their tangs fish, T-A-N-G-S, which are yellow in colour and are of quite a high value. These were taken along with various items of equipment for a fish tank, including pumps, weights, brackets. These are all of the, what's called a Red Sea brand. That's a particular make. So very unusual, specific type of, you know, theft here or burglary here. Again, five tang fish, yellow in colour, and then various Red Sea brand fish tank equipment. So any information in relation to this, please contact Newbridge Garda Station.
And the final incident we're looking at then, David, for this week is in Monastrevin. There's the theft of two heavy-duty EV charging cables that were taken from Tir Lán.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard of it now. It may have happened already, but yeah, as you said, the EV charger cables were taken from the Tir Lán Country Life store in Monastrevin there in the early hours of yesterday morning. So CCTV footage shows two males entering the property at approximately 3 a.m. and they proceed to remove the cables from the charger before making good their escape in what's described as a silver Jeep. Now, the cables were cut from the charger, which itself poses an element of risk for those involved. Again, you'd be potentially talking about live electricity going through these. But it's believed that they may have been taken, the cables, to extract the copper within each. So any information to contact Monastrevin Garda Station.
David, thanks so much for joining us for this week's Crime Watch on the KFM Kildare Today Show. That is David Prendergast, Naois Gardaí, joining us to look at those offences taking place across the county. Again, some of these stories will be published on the KFM radio website in the next few hours and few days.
Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Naois, PSA licensed. 045 408 300 or manguardplus.ie.
Definitely.